Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got the homie Sade in the building. Sade, what up?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. Wonderful.
I appreciate you popping up.
No problem.
I hit you up like, man, let's get this podcast popping. You jump right back through like, let's do it. Like,
yeah, I love doing podcasts.
Yeah, I will always see you around and used to be with some of the homies, Keisha and them. I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure she got a little something she could talk about. So
yeah,
I hit you up. And then I hate jumping in girls' DMs, especially girls in the nightlife, because, you know, I'm sure y'all DMs be flooded.
They do, but I have to check them. I'm a promoter, so I have to check. I try not to skip any. I had to skip some because it's so many, but I always check my DMs.
Yeah, so you holler right back, and now we set it up. So I really appreciate you getting back with me.
No problem at
all. For sure. This episode, we're talking about the, I don't know how, the exotic nightlife, I guess you call it. What do y'all call that?
I just call it a nightlife.
Nightlife?
And it's different lanes in the nightlife. So, yeah. I've been in the nightlife for 18 years now. And I've done.
So you've seen everything, the ins and outs?
Everything. I've been a dancer. I've been a bottle girl. I'm a promoter now.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot from different angles. Yeah.
Which one was the easiest money?
I would say bottle girl.
Bottle girl was?
Being a bottle girl was the easiest money for me.
Which is the fastest money? Because easy is dancing, right?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Because easy is the same because you really didn't have to do too much, right?
It was the easiest, but it wasn't the most.
Right.
But it was the easiest. Like, being a bottle girl was so easy for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have to, I mean, we break a sweat if it's hot, but it's like.
Yeah. But you ain't had to do all the acrobatics.
I ain't had to do much. I ain't had to. Profanity, cool.
Yeah, you can speak your mind. Yeah, you can speak whatever you want.
I ain't have to damn near break my neck.
Yeah.
Like, when I was dancing and we were promoting, it's like.
Right.
Promoting is the hardest.
Yeah,
like,
it is. I'm glad you said that.
You have to convince people. You have to.
Sell your product.
Yeah. So, promoting is the hardest. Bottle girl, the promoters sell the tables. I would sell some, too, but I'm not obligated to.
Right.
But I did, but I didn't have to.
Yeah.
So they sell the tables. The promoters get the people in here, and I just work the tables and use my charm to get tips. So
Now, as a dancer, do you have to have tough skin?
Yes.
Really?
If you don't have tough skin, you're not gonna last long.
Why is that?
Or you're gonna be crying and in your feelings. You got to shut your feelings off.
Really?
It's a lot of mean girls in the dancer world. When you mix money into anything with a lot of females, a lot of females, it's going to be a problem.
How many girls dance in a night?
Oh my goodness. It depends on what club you are at. A lot of the clubs that I've worked at, I would say would always be 50 plus.
For real?
Yes, 50 plus girls.
Because as a man, you go in there and you already got your one or two girls, right? So you don't see nobody else really like that. So when you say that number, it's like, because sometimes you'll see the locker room stuff. I'm like, damn, it's a lot of girls in there.
It's a lot of girls. But, I mean, if you only focused on, if you are there to only see a certain girl, maybe a home girl or somebody, you know, you might not pay attention to
that's my
how
point.
Many it is. But, yes, it's a lot of girls. So it's a lot of girls, a lot of personalities. Just to be honest, a huge group of females is going to be
it's going to be some smoke.
Drama and competition, especially with that much money. When you add money into it, you're going to see true personalities. Like, you're going to see some mess.
So it's always some type of beef amongst the dancers.
Always. It's always something. It's never. It's peace from the outside looking in.
Right.
But it's always somebody don't like somebody, or somebody got an issue with somebody over some money.
Yeah.
Or over a nigga. But it's always drama.
It's always
100%.
Drama.
100%. They might not show it, or it's always somebody talking about somebody. It's always.
Always drama.
100%. And if a club say it ain't none, they lying.
Yeah.
They lying. I was a dancer for 16 years.
Yeah. So you done seen it all.
I done seen it all. Yes.
So, like, how many outfits and wigs and accessories and all that do you have to have, like, in a night? Is this something that you change up on a regular, or you just whatever?
Well, me personally, when I was dancing, I got my hair done every week.
Yeah.
I didn't have to, but I needed my hair. Well, yeah. I'd be on point too now, but it's just when I was dancing, it had to
right.
look perfect.
Because you're like, selling the image.
Yeah, you are selling the image, and that's what a lot of girls don't understand.
Right.
You have to look the part.
Yeah.
You have to look appealing 100%. From head to toe. And a lot of girls don't get that. I see with a lot of new dancers.
Right.
This new generation of dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say they all look bad, but a good amount of them, I don't think they understand.
Yeah.
Aesthetics is important.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got the fattest ass on the planet.
Right.
Your hair looks a mess.
Yeah.
Your makeup looks a mess.
Don't nobody want that.
Your stomach is
yeah.
hanging. I don't care how fat your ass is.
Right.
If everything else ain't together, like, it's not a good look.
Is there a body type for a specific customer? Like, you know how they say there's somebody out there for everybody? Like, is there some dudes you would be like, you know, like, what type of... They might not like a slim girl, or they might prefer.
No, there
a big...
are. I have worked with I'll say plus size.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll never forget. It was a club I was working at a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and there was a plus size girl there. She was very pretty.
Yeah.
And
she had customers like regulars.
She had regulars. Nothing against her at all,
yeah.
or nothing against plus size women. She, a lot of times she went on stage, she wouldn't always make the stage money like we did. Like,
right.
for example, if I go on stage, like a lot of people go to the stage and tip the
right.
hell out of me.
Yep.
She didn't always get that reaction, but there are men that are into plus size girls.
Facts, yeah.
So I would see her on the floor, maybe talking, just sitting talking specifically.
Yeah.
And she has certain customers that looked out for her. So there is ways to make money.
Right.
But at the same time, even though she was a plus size girl.
Yeah.
Her hair was done.
Right.
Her makeup was done.
Yeah.
She had outfits that fit her body type. She still looked presentable.
That's dope. Yeah.
So it is ways that if you don't have the, you know, ideal body type.
Yeah.
You could still look presentable and not look.
Right.
Yeah. Miss, yeah.
What's in them bags that y'all be toting around with?
So in my bag,
I'll be like, yo, that bag looks heavy, and it's just not money in there either.
Me personally, I only had my phone,
uh-huh.
my keys, and my lip gloss.
Yeah.
That's all I always had in my money bag. And I just added my money to the end of the night. I can't speak for no other girls, but
right.
like me or friends I know, I always kept my money, my keys, and my, like I said, my lip gloss.
Right.
And.
Do y'all keep the money in there the whole time?
I do. I, like, the whole night, like.
Money, you drag the
whatever
whole.
Whatever money, I have that. I keep that shit wrapped
on your
around
person.
My wrist. But yeah. Another reason, I kept my phone and my keys and my money. Like, even my personal money that I came in there with, I keep it in a money bag.
Yeah.
Because a lot of girls, not a lot, let me not say that.
Some girls will steal.
Dancers steal.
Right.
So, let's say I don't have a locker and I just have, like, my bag with my outfits and clothes in it and the clothes that I came with.
Yeah.
Let's say they steal that. Guess what? I'm still leaving that with my keys.
True.
My phone and my personal money.
Yeah.
I can replace whatever is in that bag. So I always kept my,
yeah.
or let's say something happened. Well, I had to run out of club because clubs have shootouts and other
incidents.
Oh, yeah.
Incidents. Damn. I didn't even think
so
about that.
I keep my keys, my phone, and my lip gloss because I don't want no ashy ass lips. I keep all of that in a bag.
Right.
At all times.
What are some annoying things that customers do?
What you doing after the club? That's the number one annoying question because I don't think they understand we're working.
So they think that kindly, that you being kind is like that you feeling them.
Either not even just me being kind. A lot of men equate dancers to prostitutes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's say somebody doesn't think of us as a prostitute and just want to spend time with us after the club. It's like, No, because I'm working. Like, right. This is a job. I came here at whatever time I got here, and we don't close till 5 or 6 in the morning. And they don't understand, even once the club closed, we don't leave.
Nah.
Because let's say, you know, when sections come in with guys, they pick a certain amount of girls.
Right.
That money goes into a trash bag and it's locked in the back until the end of the night. Guess what? At the end of the night, we all have to sit together.
And count it.
And split that money.
Yeah.
Guess what? So a lot of times we are in a bunch of different sections throughout the night. So that's a lot of different money. So we might not get out there till the sun come up. And I'm not even gonna lie, even at the same time, even if I didn't have to split a section, I'm still not going nowhere with you. I'm tired.
Because after work, people want to go home, shower, eat, chill.
It's a job. I'm tired. I'm not going to, I don't know you.
Right.
I'm not about to have sex with you. I don't care how much money you just spent on me.
Right.
I'm going home. I'm sleepy. Right. I'm tired.
And it's like y'all job to sell yourselves, not sell yourselves, but you know what I mean. Like, as far
it
as like,
is. Y'all got to sell ourselves. Yeah.
But I ain't want nobody to take that as prostitution. But
some people might think, but no, we have to sell ourselves as an image, as a product, as a brand.
Yeah.
We are selling ourselves not to have sex, but we are selling ourselves. We have to promote ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so if I'm in the club, right, and it's just, if I just throw money in the air, if I throw $500 in the air, just and it's not specifically for a girl, right, I just throw it in, whose money is that?
So, what happened, I see that a lot. Normally when that happened, the girl, whatever girl is the closest, or girls that is the closest, should get that money.
Okay.
That would be the ideal way.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens. What happens is when a guy comes in and just throws money, the roaches will come from everywhere. And just start reaching on the ground and picking up all the money. Like, because that has happened with me plenty of times where, let's say it'll be me and maybe like two other girls just standing. And a dude will just randomly come by us, just throw a whole lot of money. We're like, okay, cool. We'll bend down and start picking up the money. Next thing you know, it's hella bitches like just coming out of the blue. And we'll just be looking like, yo, that's
so there's no rules to that game as far as like the club doesn't say?
Oh. They don't say nothing. The clubs will say all the time, no roaching.
That's the term?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They'll say all the time, no roaching, but they never stop it. Like, nobody do nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
So it's like they literally come from everywhere, jump on the ground and start. So they start roaching. Yeah.
I see. One time it was like, you know how it's regulars that, like, when I go to club, it's regulars that I want to have dance. I'm like, so there was another girl, my regular wasn't there. I pay some random girl, she's dancing, throwing money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the regular comes, right? She sees me, so she starts dancing too while I'm throwing money. The girl, original girl, got so fucking mad.
Because the girl, she should not have done that. You're not supposed to interrupt the girl when she's making money.
Mm.
That's a no-no. Because what it was is your regular felt entitled.
Yeah.
And what customers need to do, which they don't do, they don't speak up when something ain't right.
Because I was confused. I'm like, what the fuck y'all tripping about?
Because this is the thing. The new girl was there and you was tipping her.
Right.
So that money on the floor is supposed to be hers.
Yeah.
But the regular girl knows you, so she came over there
and
was entitled and just started dancing. She was wrong.
Okay.
Well, first of all, when she came over there, did she ask you first, did you want to dance?
No, I just felt somebody dance. I'm like, oh shit.
She felt entitled and that was wrong. What she's supposed to have done was, okay, she's seen you. Y'all already established, y'all know each other. So she should have tapped you on the shoulder and be like, let me know when you get done.
Yeah.
Dance with her. And
that then, makes sense.
And come find me.
Right.
That's the respectful thing to do. Because you're tipping a girl already.
Yeah.
She's being rude.
Right.
And interrupting this girl bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Just what should have happened was she should have just tapped you and be like, yeah, when you get done with her, just let me know and I'll come over.
Right.
simple, but when there's money involved.
Cause she started picking up her money ASAP and she walked off with the attitude. I'm like, damn, I wasn't even.
Yeah, and it wasn't you. It was the girl. Right. She should not have done that. She was 100% wrong.
Okay.
100% wrong. Because she stepped on old girl's toes. She did, like, yeah. That was rude.
That makes sense when you put it that way.
I don't care if she know you for 20 years.
Yeah,
like,
don't do that.
That was rude.
It's a no-no.
Don't never do that. I wouldn't even do that. And I had regulars.
Right.
That would come in because I used to get the latest you could possibly be. And I worked the shortest amount of time and made the most money sometimes, like in my prime. Right. And it was times where customers would come in that was my regulars and I see them dancing for another girl.
Yeah.
Hey, come find me when you get done.
Right.
Simple. I go to somebody else. Macy. Yeah.
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 Who do you have to tip out? Because I always hear dancers always talking about, oh, I got to tip out.
We pay tip out when we arrive. It's crazy because
it's to the club
here in North Carolina. Yeah, to the club.
Okay.
So there's a fee to work, which is we call a tip out. Your tip out is basically what you pay to work, and the amount is different for every club.
Does it depend on like the night? Like if it's All Star Weekend, does the price go up?
The price is normally it's a set price.
Regardless?
Every week.
Okay.
Like, it might be cheaper on the weekdays.
Yeah.
And then a little more on the weekends, mm-hmm. but it's the same price. But the earlier you go, the cheaper your tip out is. So let's say you go like 8, 9, or 10, your tip out going to be cheap as hell. So the later you go in the night, the tip out goes up. I think some clubs might go up $10 every hour or $20 every hour.
Right.
But you know what your tip out is going to be.
Yeah.
But yes, for events,
it goes up.
For All Star or CIAA or a celebrity, if a celebrity is booked,
right?
Then yes, you're gonna have to pay more.
Yeah,
yeah, for special events.
But I'm sure it's worth it when you have to pay a little more, right?
It's not always worth it.
Really?
People think just because it's a big event,
yeah,
nothing is guaranteed in dancing world. Nothing.
Damn.
I have been to big events before and left out with almost nothing. Because if you sometimes, and I try to stay away from the big events a lot of the time.
Oh, really?
Because it can be anywhere from 100 to 200 girls.
Oh, yeah. So it's.
And it's just so much or the club be so packed.
Yeah.
But you can't hardly move around. So, I hate working big events like that.
Right.
I have before, and it's a headache. But I've made more money on regular nights sometimes than big events.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, it can work out, but it's not guaranteed. It's not a big event. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah. Have you ever been working and saw like a family member or somebody that you didn't want to see in there?
Yeah.
And what happens in them?
I mean, in my early years, I was like, oh, shit. Like, because when I started dancing, it was before social media.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I think Facebook was.
You just gave me a good idea.
Facebook was on back then, but no, you only had one picture, like just your profile picture and what college you went to, and that was it. But dancing back then, when I started dancing in 07,
yeah,
when my son was 2 months old. He's 18 now.
Yeah.
I started dancing when he was 2 months old. And back then, dancing was frowned upon.
Facts, yeah, it was.
So it was a secret. Well, you tried to keep it a secret, but as soon as one person saw you in the club, then it's
over.
It spread like wildfire, especially when you in a small town.
Right.
But, yeah, after a while, once social media, Instagram, and all that shit got popping, now people glorify it. And now everybody and their mama want to dance, and the dancing lane is oversaturated with any and everybody thinking they could just come and
everybody.
It's easy to make a bag.
Yeah. And some of them don't even be doing it. They just stand there, twerk a little bit, and that's it. Like,
And I've danced and I've held dancer events.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've had a lot of dance. This was the start of my weekly. It's like, it's just crazy how a lot of girls are entitled.
Yeah.
And just feel like.
Did you do like tricks and all that extra
shit? I used to work at a pole studio too.
So
I was a pole instructor.
So y'all really be sore the next day? Because I've heard dancers be like, yo, the next day you might be sore. You might get bruising. From like the pole.
A lot of dancers don't do the pole.
Really?
Yeah, and that's another misconception. yeah. I would say less than 5% of dancers in the club do the pole.
Yeah.
You're going to get a handful that's good at the pole. Mm-hmm. I was great at the pole. I was great floor work, anything you can think of, splits, headstands, leg behind the head.
Yeah.
Splits on the ceiling. I did it all.
Right.
But a lot of dancers don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've heard all type of stories about it. How many customers tell you they want to save you from the club? How often y'all hear that? Your face just scrunched up.
That was a normal conversation. It was, that's a regular conversation.
You,
like, and I'm like, well, first of all, I was always in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm rolling. Your face like totally twisted up when I said it.
That was all the time. I was always in a relationship. So in the back of my mind, I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, you have to. You don't have to. But in my mind, I felt like I had to appear single.
Right.
So a lot of my customers didn't know I was married.
Yeah. Now, how does that work though? Like does that give you a hard time? Like in your relationship, does it put a strain on it or?
No, because I went to work and went straight home.
Yeah.
I did my job and came home. I never gave my husband, well now ex husband, a reason to
feel no type of way.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, niggas ask that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Right. Oh, what's some of the safety precautions? Because y'all walking out of there with some money. So does a security guard walk y'all out? Is there like a back parking lot? Like how?
Sometimes. With the security guards, I feel like walking dancers to the car should be mandatory.
Right.
And some security guards will do it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Right.
But then there are other security guards that are always looking for a tip.
A tip?
Yes.
To walk them to the car?
To walk you to the car, yes. And it's sad because dancers, it's targets on our backs.
Thanks.
Not only money-wise. Let's say I didn't make no money and I don't have no money on me. I might got a stalker. Ooh. Or somebody waiting for me. It's a lot. But, yeah, some security guards, a good amount of them, want a tip to walk you to your car. But me personally, I have never, I was about to knock on wood, but I ain't got knock on wood because I don't dance no more. But yeah. I never had an incident. I've never been robbed. I've never been held at gunpoint. I've never been raped. I've never had nobody follow me home.
You never had a stalker situation?
I had people that came to the club on some weird shit.
Yeah.
But not. At the same time, I never lived where I danced. So.
Oh, that's smart.
Basically, for somebody to follow me home.
They'd be driving.
They would have to drive for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I first started dancing, I stayed. Well, most of my dancing career, I stayed at least an hour from where I worked at. So I would notice if somebody was following me.
Yeah.
I always had my head on the swivel. I always was on my P's and Q's. I was leaving work, I never stopped at the gas station.
Yeah.
I always, whatever gas I needed, I always made sure I got it before work.
Smart, yeah.
I never pumped gas after work.
Right.
Because they're going to follow you from the club or somebody might see the gas station and leave.
Exactly.
And like I said, I stayed far as shit. So I always paid attention. Like, okay, I'm taking this exit. They're taking this exit. And where I stay at, or let's say I ever felt like somebody was following me.
Yeah.
I'm turning somewhere else. So we about to be driving all night. I got hella gas. Like, yeah. Where you going to ride out to? Because I got hella gas.
Who got the most gas? We're going to figure it out.
And people I'm really close with, I got my location always.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I never had no issues. I know plenty of incidents like really bad.
Right,
I've never had those.
Is there age shaming in dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear all the time. Oh, you well, not to me personally. Right. I'm pretty sure I'm almost 100% sure girls are like, this bitch old. Why she's still in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like no matter what age you are, if you still look good, get your money.
Get your money, yeah. Cause some of them chicks that run circles around
that
them
age,
youngins.
That age, I'm retired.
Yeah.
But, and I'm saying this with hella confidence, I'm 100% sure I could throw my boots back on and my outfit back on and still go out there.
And make a bag.
And be one of the top money-making dancers in Charlotte. I could.
Yeah.
Hell, I know every damn, I know, yeah. Well, not, I don't know everybody.
Right.
But I'm in the nightlife. I know the people that are out. I know the people that's buying sessions. I have a great relationship with either returning customers or just people that come to my events.
Right.
So if I throw on an outfit,
yeah,
come on now. And yeah. I don't look like my age. Nobody
not at all, yeah.
believes my age. So there's a lot of girls that are in their 20s that look older than me.
Facts.
So I feel like if you still look good,
get it.
And get your money. But yeah, it's the young girls all the time, you an old bitch, why you still in here, and blah, blah, blah.
The crazy thing is, when you that young, you don't realize that being in your 30s or even your early 40s,
it's a blessing.
It's a blessing. And it's you still could do whatever the fuck they doing.
Yeah, and it is like, I'm not argumentative.
Yeah.
And I don't like drama or beef or nothing like that, but let's say somebody having an argument with an older girl and I hear them say, oh, you an old bitch, why you still in here? And I'm thinking in my head, girl, you better hope you look that good when you
exactly.
get that older, or after you have that many kids. Like, right. I got 3 kids. I'm about to be 39 this month.
Yeah.
Any other 20-year-olds listening,
yeah.
y'all better pray y'all look this good. And I ain't touched my face.
Yeah.
I done had work done to my body. I didn't need a stomach. I always been flat. Anywho. But I ain't never yeah. touched my face.
Yeah.
And so the younger girls, I just want them to just put some respect on the girls that have been in it for a long time. And just, you better pray. After you start having kids, to the ones that ain't got no kids yet and that's in their 20s, pray.
Yeah.
That even after your first child, your body snaps back.
Facts.
And pray that your face still look good
right.
when you push it 40. Because
and these youngins be on all type of drugs. So
yes, look, pills. I'm gonna drink my liquor, but nah, I ain't doing no drugs.
Man. Yeah. What about colorism? Is there colorism in the club? Cause I assume
let me get on that topic.
Okay.
I'm cool with a lot of dark skinned girls.
Yeah.
And they have told me that they respect, I mean not respect, they have told me that they have experienced colorism in the club.
Right.
And I respect that they have went through those experiences.
Yeah.
But me being a lighter girl, I'm not saying colorism doesn't exist, but
yeah.
it's been plenty of times I haven't got picked for a section.
Right.
But I do, you know, I believe their experiences, and I know some of them have told me that people have straight up
yeah.
told them that they're not interested in them because they're darker, and that is fucked up.
It is, yeah.
I have 2 girls in mind right now that I'm cool with, and they are chocolate. They are gorgeous. And they have been through it before, and it's fucked up because they are gorgeous, beautiful, shapes on point.
Right.
It's fucked up. But I have heard other girls that are darker that throw out colorism.
As an excuse.
But I'm looking at somebody that is not put together aesthetically.
Right.
Like, your hair is a mess. Your yeah. makeup is a mess. Your stomach is hanging over your thong. I'm not going to say no names, but seen girls complain, some darker girls, not all of them. I have seen a couple darker girls complain. And I'm like, no, that ain't the case. And you know what I'm saying? Girl, fix yourself and you wouldn't have the issue because I'm fine right now. Mm-hmm. Because I have seen gorgeous dark skinned girls that make money on a regular hella bags.
Yeah.
So it is possible to make money and be right. a dark skinned girl.
You know one thing I hate though, it might be off, like the smell, like there's like a cheap smell. Like I don't know what type of body spray. Like there's certain girls who you'd be like, yeah, you ever can smell another stripper? Like
the only thing I could think of is if I've ever smelled them, they might didn't wash their dance outfit the night before, or they might be wearing it. And this does happen.
Yeah.
Not with me. Yeah. Like, anytime I wore a dance outfit to work, I'm going to hand wash it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And make sure it's clean. But I honestly think there are some girls that wear an outfit, won't wash it, and then wear it again. And that
that's crazy.
Scent might be on them. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I could imagine, because you sweating in it, dancing, all type of body odor.
That
you rubbing
shit is not going to smell good. That shit's not going to smell good at all.
You ever dealt with a customer that smells bad?
Yes. Oh my.
Or they breath stink. Or
that's a normal thing.
That's crazy.
That's 100%. That's a nightly thing.
That's crazy.
That's a nightly thing.
Bad breath.
Okay, so the thing with the breath, I try not to judge, because I feel like after a bunch of drinks.
But pop a fucking breath mint.
Your
gum.
Breath might smell off. But you know, when you drunk, sometimes you ain't thinking about
it. Yeah, that's true.
So I try not to pass judgment.
Right.
And I be thinking like, okay, they breath might smell okay on a regular day. Maybe it's the liquor. But some people breath, you can tell. I know that I've been to club. Like I say, I've been in a nightlife for 18 years.
Yeah.
I know the difference between liquor breath and weed breath.
Than a dead tooth.
Versus your shit just stank on a regular.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I mean, shit. That's what I asked also the bartenders go through that, the waitresses. Like, because a lot of times the music is loud, so they got to get real close to you to hear you.
Oh, my God. So, well, sometimes they ain't got to get close. Like, we'll hear them, and they just be on that drunk shit, and breath be just bad, and they be all up on your face, and I'm like, please don't. Even if your breath don't stink, like don't
be all up close up to sometimes my people face. Spit when they talk and all that.
Oh God, all of that. I went through that every night.
Is security always on your side no matter what you say?
No.
No? That's crazy.
What you mean? Oh, like, you mean with a customer?
Like, yeah, like
if with a customer. Oh,
okay.
From my experience anyway, like if I tell them a customer is harassing me or it's an issue with a customer, or if they see it's an issue with a customer,
do you have
they
to have
snatching like a, them out with no questions.
As a dancer, do you have to have like a higher level of like tolerance? Because I'm sure
if you don't have patience, then you're going to be in there snapping at people all the time. You have to get accustomed to
the bullshit,
the weird conversations, the weird comments,
the touching.
You have to. If you can't handle that, you do not need to dance.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unfortunate, but you are gonna have to get used to, people looking at you as an object, people randomly touching you, all
smacking
the time
you.
For no.
Yeah,
you have to. If not, you ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, so security definitely got to be on that when they be on that bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a couple this or that's, right? So you pick from. I'm gonna give you two options. You pick one or the other.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Private dances or stage dances?
Stage.
Why?
I'm an entertainer. Tense.
Yeah.
I was an entertainer. The stage was my comfort zone. I was a dancer that I did not like doing table dances.
Really?
Floor wise, I was cool with getting picked for a section, because when you get picked for a section, they throw a lot of money. But as far as like doing table dances and talking to people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing. I was a performer. That was my comfort zone. It was sometimes I sit on the floor all night with my drink and would talk to nobody, because I knew when I hit that stage,
you're gonna make
that's
it.
Where I was going to make the majority of my money.
Yeah.
Every time.
So you always going to pick a stage?
Every time. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Right. Who is it better to dance for, an athlete or a rapper?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say athlete.
Why?
Athletes, from my experience, athletes tip more than rappers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well,
it was so many times where rappers would get booked for the club to come perform at the club or whatever, or they might just pop up. Right. And they either wouldn't spend at all, like they'll perform their songs and wouldn't tip. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I know regular people that come to the strip club and tip, like, but
yeah,
it's been plenty of times a lot of rappers will come to the club and wouldn't tip.
Do you think it's because it's like a job? Like, you just like, yo, I'm just here to pick up my fucking bag and go.
That's what it was. I mean, I understand if tipping isn't your thing.
Yeah.
But if I was a rapper and I was booked for a strip club, I'm going to tip the dancers, because guess what? You tipping the dancers is going to bring more fans to you.
True.
Dancers are some of the best fans to have.
Facts.
Because any rapper, local rapper, anybody that done tip the hell out of me, I'm going to post their shit on my page. They have performance or shows. I'm going to show.
Right.
I'm going to. Dancers, if you tip them and look out for them, they're going to support you.
If I was a rapper, I'd be getting good with DJs and dancers.
Yeah.
That would be the two people I'm getting in.
Now, athletes, man, if an athlete come in the club, they tipping.
Yeah, for sure.
They are tipping.
They ain't coming to chill.
Tip out of ass. Yeah. I mean, I fuck with rappers too. Y'all cool.
Yeah.
Rappers love y'all to death.
But you would go athletes, to the two.
I fuck with y'all.
A dance partner or a solo?
Dance? Solo.
Solo?
Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah, because
on a regular night, solo. Because like I said, I used to put on a show, so.
Yeah.
Let me get on stage and show out. A big event?
Yeah.
Like CIAA, All-Star, something like that. Definitely a partner.
Wow, what's the
I don't know, I can't explain it.
Yeah. Cause I would assume just, if you would double team and you would have more, because I'm sure you're not gonna link up with just some rinky dink. You're gonna have
my certain homegirls that I only fuck with, and I put it like this, my homegirls which are now like my best friends, we all out the game. But when we were dancing, put it like this. It's two of us, both of us bad.
Uh-huh.
They say they don't like one of us, they're going to like the other. Between the two of us, somebody, it don't matter who we walk up to.
Right.
Somebody going to like at least one of us.
Yeah.
So that was the formula.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one of our best friends is brown skin. She's darker than me. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fat ass out of shit.
Uh-huh.
So when me and her worked together, guess what? It was my complexion and her complexion.
Right.
Somebody was gonna like one of us. True. So it always worked.
Yeah.
It always worked. And then another one of my best friends, she's way brighter than me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was gonna like one of us. It works that way.
Yeah. So what do you consider yourself, light skin or brown skin?
Middle.
Middle, right?
In the middle.
What's your social media?
Some people will consider me light skinned, but I mean, I know some African Americans, girls that are way lighter than me.
Yeah, because that's why complexion could be. I know people are going to want to know your Instagram. Do you mind sharing your IG?
Oh, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. My Instagram, make sure y'all follow me. I am B_K_Sade, and it's spelled Sade. So once again, the letter B_K_Sade.
Yeah, because I know people going to be like, I want to know what she look like. Always, that's always people be in my DMs like, yo.
Yeah, I mean, some people would consider me light skinned. Yeah. I mean, if you split it in half, I am on the lighter end.
Yeah.
But
because you're like right in between light skin and brown skin.
Yeah, I'm like in the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that,
in the wintertime, I'm definitely light skin. I get really light in the winter.
All right, so the last question between this and that, cash tips or money transfer?
Cash.
Yeah?
Cash, and I deposited myself in my own bank account.
Why?
I don't know.
I would think money transfers would be easier.
It's easier, but I'm older.
Uh-huh.
So anything dealing with technology, I'm going to pick the latter.
Yeah.
Give me the cash. Yeah. Like, I don't trust technology all the way, all the time.
Right.
So I would prefer cash.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm gonna use this as an example. So Hold on, I'm trying to answer this without giving out too many details. I don't want nobody, because any answer I have, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, she's talking about this person or that. Oh,
right.
Okay, so I cash a check, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's put on a 5-day hold.
Mm. Well, I was more like saying like, because sometimes I don't have cash. We just go to the strip club and then the ATMs be crazy. So if I be like, yo, what's your...
Oh, you're talking about from a customer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
oh,
like
from if a customer.
If I say, can I just cash app you $200 instead? And you dance for like 5 songs? Or do you rather cash money?
You know what? That would work better as long as they can't find out, like... Because I'm trying to think, can any weirdos find out?
I didn't even think about that.
You know what? Because of the weirdos, I'm gonna
still cash. Yeah.
Because, like, for example, my Cash App, I don't mind people knowing my first and last name, but with Cash App, my first and last name pops up, and
that is a lot of information for somebody to have.
People can do a lot with just your first and last name.
Facts, 100%. I know you got tables getting booked right now. Yeah, your phone.
Look, I got
up.
Two. Okay, so I'm about to book 2 tables right now. But look, I can multitask. Yeah. You can ask me whatever, and I'm still gonna be with it.
All right, so we're gonna go with the overrated or underrated, right?
Okay.
Don Julio.
Overrated like a motherfucker to this shit, nephews.
Because we in here drinking Hennessy because you said I'm drinking Henny and Red Bull. So.
I drink Hennessy. I don't go with the trend. I feel like, and please don't nobody take offense to this, I feel like when it comes to alcohol, people follow a trend.
100%.
Before COVID, it was everybody was cool with Patron or Ciroc. Henny or Ciroc.
Don't nobody think about Ciroc.
After that, here come Casamigos. I'm like, where this come from? That shit nasty as hell.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. You can't go wrong with Henny. I haven't had Henny in a minute, but yeah, I've been on my tequila wave for a minute.
Okay, so I went through different phases in my life.
Yeah.
I started out with Goose and Red Bull. Red Bull is always my chaser, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I started out with Goose and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Woo, chill. Them was fun days.
I can't do vodka.
That was
no
vodka.
More.
But that was when I was younger. Yeah. When you were younger, you can do whatever.
Facts.
Then I tried to go through this healthy phase of whatever.
With liquor?
Yeah. I went through my healthy phase.
Tito's?
And I switched to Tito's.
Yeah, I love Tito's. That's my vodka choice.
I switched to Tito's. And then, okay. Tito's. And then... when I moved to Charlotte, and I was popping my own bottles and buying sections and everything, I switched to Patron.
Yeah.
Because, I was being a little,
I can't do Blanco no more.
I ain't going to say try to fit in, but a bottle of Tito's coming out ain't that cool.
Nah, it's not as cool as like.
So I switched to Patron when I first moved here. Yeah. I was killing Patron, lit in the motherfucker. But like 2.5 years ago, I switched to Hennessy because the Patron was.
Yeah, I can't do Patron at all.
I was having crazy hangovers.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, try this Hennessy.
Hennessy don't give you hangovers?
And they was like, it's not, you're going to wake up completely fine. I was like, I'm going to try it. I tried it 2.5 years later. I don't have no hangovers.
From Hennessy?
I wake up completely fine off of Hennessy. Mm-hmm. It might be the age thing and all that.
Yo, Hennessy.
But when I tell you, I don't have no problems.
Hennessy gives me the worst hangovers ever. I love the
really?
Taste.
Really?
Yeah, the taste
what
of
you
it.
What you drinking with?
Water and Red Bull, really. I don't do like Coke or like, I don't do nothing else. But like if it's Red Bull just to kill the taste, but I always keep water with me too.
And I have heard that, if you take somebody, well, matter of fact, I seen Carisha say it from the City Girls. I think it was her. She was like, she would take a shot and then take a shot of water after it.
Yeah.
And
that's the only thing that doesn't give me a hint.
But I think that tastes a kind of.
I love chasing, like, because I drink tequila for the most part now.
Mm-hmm.
And every shot I take, like maybe 2-3 shots, I'll drink like a cup of water and I don't wake up with no hangovers.
Yeah.
But overrated, underrated, hookah. She
underrated. Because I ain't gonna lie, I low key wish I had a hooker right now. when I drink,
yeah, you gotta have.
I feel like I need to be puffing on something.
Do you smoke hookah if you're not drinking?
Like, no,
me either. I'm the same way. Like if I've never been the type to just make a hookah at the crib and smoke.
I did, years ago. It was years, but it wasn't like. But I wasn't hitting the hookah every day at the house. But it did get to a point where my craving got a little stronger than the club.
Yeah.
And I've like hit the hookah maybe like 2-3 times out the week at my house. But yeah. It never got to the point where I was fixing the hookah every day at my house.
Right.
But like, for example, before I got pregnant. Well, no. I said like a couple years ago, I switched from hookah to vape.
Yeah.
When I was still dancing, only because it was easier to hold around versus a hookah. So I, you know, crossed over the vapes. But when I found out I was pregnant, I threw the vape away.
Yeah.
So now that I'm back in the club and I'm back drinking and all that stuff, it's just like that habit, not the vape habit came back, but that habit to puff on something while I'm drinking.
Right.
So yeah, hookah, yeah, definitely. As soon as I leave here and get to work, give me a hookah in.
What about flowers? Underrated or overrated?
Underrated.
Underrated?
I love flowers.
What kind of flowers do you like? Because I know
any kind. Really? Any sign of affection.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's so simple to get flowers. Like,
yeah.
Show your girl you love her. And random flowers, not just flowers.
On like Valentine's Day, birthday.
On the occasion, like random flowers, like I love it.
Dating apps, overrated, underrated?
Overrated. No, yeah. She's wicked to you. so I ain't never told nobody these. I think it was after me and my ex-husband separated. I tried a dating app.
Yeah, it ain't work.
It didn't work. It was like everybody was acting like they was interested, but they wound up there for another. I'm sorry. They wound up there for another relationship. They were trying to hook up. Meet up. And I'm like, no, I can't hear the love. And you trying to have sex. It don't work like that.
Would you ever go on a reality show?
Yes.
Like what kind? Baddies?
No.
Did you do?
No. I'm
going to go through the list. What about... Oh, well, damn, you're in a relationship, so you can't do Love is Blind. But if you were single.
I've never watched Love is Blind.
For real?
I don't watch much TV.
What do you do with your free time?
I ain't got no free time. The newborn and the kids is taking up all my free time. Yeah. Like, right now, what I'm watching, no lie, I have some TV shows that I'm really into. So, over the years, I'm in the Supernatural stuff. So okay. I love it's a TV show that used to come on TV called Supernatural.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix. So I just started for season one.
And you watching all the way through?
Binge watching. So yeah. I think it's 16 seasons. Right now I'm halfway through season 6. But I can't even finish it like I want to because baby girl, they'll be needing all my attention. So
Yes,
I don't watch TV much, but, you know, I went through my reality TV phase, but Love is Blind, I have not seen that before.
Yeah. Would you do, like, Real World or something like that?
Hell.
What kind of reality show?
So my boyfriend loves The Challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He watches the hell out of that shit, and I watch it with him, and I was like, there's no way that I could do none of this shit. Maybe years ago, like in my 20s, but some of them are older than me.
They be getting it done.
They be killing it. I feel like once I stop dancing, my body just completely shut down. My body's in the worst shape it's ever been in my life. So, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, I've been in the club before, and I've seen, like, girls shame guys who ain't throwing money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some dudes ain't in there to throw money. They might be in there because...
In there to chill.
Yeah.
And to just vibe out. That's... I don't know. I just think... I think different from some dancers.
Yeah.
sometimes a guy just want to come in there and chill and relax and get away from home.
Yeah.
The only time that has came out of my mouth is if it's a guy that come in there all the time.
Oh yeah.
If you are in here all the time, no. Let me rewind. If you are in there all the time and just sitting at the table, sitting by yourself, chilling, not tipping, you just drinking,
yeah,
enjoying the atmosphere, cool. But there are some guys that come in there all the time and be in all our faces, oh, and yeah, talking and trying to have conversation, and not, they're not going to tip. Like, yo, we know you're not going to tip, like, ooh, back off. So yeah, we, because ultimately, I don't think a lot of people understand, we are there to make money.
That's it, yeah.
That's it and that's all. We are there to make money. If you're not tipping, if it's at the beginning of the night when it's dead,
yeah,
I'll sit and talk to you for a little bit. But if you are, see, it's like a lot of men don't be aware of what's going on. If you see money over here, money over there, money over here, and you trying to talk to me, like, no, move, like, I'm trying to,
right,
get to the money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Does it, like, what about when it comes to a girl wanting to dance? Does that, do you turn them down or do you have to just play cool?
I, like, dance for girls, but I prefer dancing for men.
Yeah.
But I've danced for girls a million times.
For sure.
But the only time I dance for a girl is if a girl wants me to dance for her. Like, if she specifically picks me.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, a lot of girls be working the floor. There's some people just be sitting around. They'll just randomly go up to people and just start shaking up. Yeah. I don't do that.
Yes.
Because sometimes girls are very judgmental sometimes in the club. Not all the time. It's some cool ass female customers. But a lot of times they are very picky.
Yeah.
And nitpick if, like, ugh, and all that. And I'm like, right. So a female has to come to me and specifically pick me for me to dance with them. I never just go at the girls and dance.
As a customer, you know what's the worst thing is, like, when you go grab the money, like when you go get money or they see you, ooh, grab money.
And they come chase,
follow, yo, they come. You. I'm like, yo, I'm grabbing the money because I have a specific one in mind.
I have never done that. But there are girls in the dance world that are brave and they don't, yeah, give a fuck. They see you with some money. Matter of fact, I have seen guys at the, like, for example, let's say Honest. It's a little window you go to,
yeah,
to get the ones.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The guys get the ones. And literally, girls be standing right there,
right,
like hawks waiting and just start twerking on the guy. As, yeah, soon as he turn around, I'm like, yo, like, let him. He might want to get a drink first or something. Right. Like, let that man breathe. Exactly. But some girls don't care.
Nah, they don't care. And I hate the ones who just come in and start dancing on you. And it's like, this better be on the house because I didn't tell you to come here.
Every time I always, like, let's say it is one night where it's kind of slow and I do have to work the floor.
Yeah.
I always be like, hey, you want to dance?
Right.
I always used to ask.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I don't like to be turned down to hear the answer no. So what if I'm just dancing for somebody and they tipping me now to a broken sweat and you say no, that lets me know you're not interested in me. You kind of fuck them up. I hurt my feelings a little bit. So no, I always be like, hey, you want to dance? Yeah. Well, you good. They either going to say yes or no. They say no. I'm like, okay. And I walk off.
Right.
I ain't never about to just stand there and just walk up to somebody and just twerk and dancing, get my feelings hurt.
Yeah. Because that's the worst. I be feeling bad. Like, damn. And there's nothing worse than giving pity money. It's like, man, here's a couple dollars. Like, get the fuck on.
And some girls don't pick up on the hint that they're getting on somebody's nerves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So now that you've done that, you're on your promotion game right now?
Yes, strictly that's it, promoting.
Yeah. Yep. How you like that? It's cool? Because your phone been buzzing since you sat down.
It's going good for me. It's a lot that goes on that people don't see.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. I make it look easy.
I promoted for years. I know exactly
how it goes. It's a lot of hard work, but yeah. I make it look easy.
Right.
It is the hardest. Out of everything I've done in a nightlife, it is the hardest.
I always said if I could go back and I wouldn't have been a promoter, I would have been a DJ. Because they guarantee
they're going to get their money regardless. Yeah. If it's the thing with DJs is they're the, unless you are a promoter that don't pay your DJ, that's whack as hell. Me, I don't care if I make $0 at night, my DJs are still going to get paid. I'm every DJ way. That has ever worked with me, and I'm standing on this firm. If any DJ hear this, they're going to know. I don't care if I had zero people in the club that night.
You're getting paid.
I always pay my DJs. Yeah. And there are promoters that be like, oh, I had a bad. They'll go to their DJ like, oh, I had a bad night. either can I not pay you or pay you half or something like that. Yeah. No. Every DJ that has worked with me,
facts,
I have paid them their full amount. I don't care if I had a good night or a bad night.
Yeah. Y'all be having DJ Alexander over there too, right?
Where at?
At Cloud. He used to do Cloud, I remember.
Not on my night.
Oh, yeah. You do Fridays over there, right?
I do Fridays. Yeah. So I've heard of him, but I haven't met him personally.
Alexander, that nigga. He's on this season. Season I did.
We actually follow each other, but I don't think we've met each other personally.
I had him and DJ Suede on here for the season.
Suede.
He used to do Apostrophe. Apostrophe. Hotspot with me.
Suede has done some of my events. When was it? I can't remember where.
He'd be everywhere. He's a great DJ too.
I can't remember what it was, but he has.
Yeah.
I have worked with him. He's on this season. He cool.
Anything else you want to touch on?
I don't know.
Besides the club life.
What you want to ask? I mean, like I said, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Like you asked me about the promoting world. I told you it is the hardest. I will say, drama wise, I have went through the most drama in the promoting world. I thought it was going to be less drama than dancing.
Yeah.
It's not. Behind the scenes, it's the messiest job I have ever had to deal with in my life. And I'm sometimes I ask myself, like, why the hell am I still doing this? But I'm great at it.
You know what I hate as promoter beef? It's like, just because you threw a party on another night, and it's like, nigga, we don't have to beef.
The promoter beef.
It'd be so lame.
It's real. It's so real.
And so it's corny.
And I don't understand it. I'm a female in the promoting world. That used to be rare. When I started, I'm not going to say there wasn't any other female promoters, but I was not familiar with none that was doing what I was doing.
Right.
Like having a weekly event.
Yeah.
I mean, if excuse me, ladies, if there are any female promoters out there that was doing weekly events, I'm sorry, I was not aware of that. Right. But when I started, it was damn near unheard of.
Yeah.
But not only did I come through and I feel like I kicked the door open for female promoters. Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm not saying that I was the first.
Yeah.
Female promoter, but I came through and kicked the door down and did what the men can do. Because if you think about it, in every city, if you ask a random person that be in the nightlife promoters, they're going to name male names and stuff like that. I came through and did my thing on my own. When I started promoting, I did not have no partner. I did not come through under nobody else's name.
Yeah.
I built myself up and had my events on my own.
Yeah.
No partner.
Right.
No, I don't know. I don't even know a lot of men doing that. A lot of the guys they team up.
True.
No, I did it on my own.
Yeah.
You know, and it was unheard of for a female to do that. I keep trying to correct myself because I don't want any female promoters to hear this and feel some kind of way. But
you can just move the bar up a little now.
Yeah, like,
and that means a lot too.
Even now, there are new female promoters, but I honestly feel like, no offense to any female promoter out there now, because I even work with a female promoter on Sundays and she's amazing. Shout out to China, love her to death. But I feel like even with other male promoters working with female promoters now, I feel like I was the blueprint.
Right.
I feel like I was the prototype.
Yeah. And I should feel that way.
Feel that way. I normally don't pop my shit. I'm not cocky, none of that shit. Everybody knows it. But realistically, I feel like some female promoters will not have started promoting until they saw someone else do it.
Right.
First. Like sometimes people have to see it done.
Facts. But that's the thing too.
Before they jump out there. Because it's girls I know personally that are female promoters now and love them to death, but I don't feel like they would have done it if they wouldn't have seen it done.
Facts.
First by
me. That makes sense.
Like, and I love that they're doing it. Like, do your thing. Like, I love that it's female promoters coming in and doing great. But I'm glad they saw, like, oh, Shawty did that. Oh, yeah. She killing it. Let me try it too. That's cool. I don't have no problem with it. But I know
right
that once people saw me do it the way I did it.
Yeah. You know what's another thing that used to rub me the wrong way too as a fucking promoter? Mm-hmm. People who hit you as soon as they get outside, like, come and get me. It's like, nigga, pay the fucking $20 to get in.
Let me tell you, with me, the only way I'm going to come and get you is if you were supportive.
Bingo. Did you post a flyer?
Thank you.
Did you share it? Did you bring people with you? Let me tell you,
with me, the easiest way to get on my good side is either, like, if you want to get in the club free with me, share my flyer. And I'm not talking about an hour or two before the event because you know you coming out. So you want, no, show some love. Come to a light event during the weekday. Have a drink. Sit with me. Party with me. Post a flyer, repost a flyer without me having to ask. Show support. Then you can I get you in the club free. Sense. And you can sit with me and I get some shots and shit like that.
Right.
But I do have a lot of people, and that's the thing with the promoting world, you don't know who's really a friend or really somebody that's a leech.
That's a fact.
I have a lot of people only reach out to me when it's time to go out.
Right.
And that shit is whack as hell.
Yeah. Motherfuckers are wait till 11:45 to text you like, bro, I'm on my way. I'm gonna text you when I get to the door. Like, nigga, what you texting me for? Pay your fucking money and get in.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, man, that's a good episode, man. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
And where they can find you at again?
Once again, on Instagram, find me B_K_SADE.
Yep.
Also, on Wednesdays, catch me at Capitan for karaoke night, 9 to 2. Fridays at Cloud, Born Fridays from 8 to 2. And on Sundays, the Bad Sundays Brunch and Day Party from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Capitan. So just follow me on Instagram for all my events.
And y'all know where to find me, Mez Drinks and Chill or Mez Black Label. And we out of here. Appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
We
got to
do
all
this again.
Most definitely. Look, we still got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, but I don't want to give them too much. Especially once you started talking about what you be watching, I definitely want to tap into that.
So look, part two, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into relationships, motherhood, everything. So
say less. So then she'll be a reoccurring guest.
Most definitely.
All right, we out of here.